Good morning, lots of sunshine, 28 degrees at 9:06. I'm Chad Holmes. It's hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, just a great start this morning. So much sunshine. Temperatures have been warming up nicely. What can we expect for the rest of our Thursday? And as we get closer and closer to the weekend, well, to find out, we're joined from Weatherology by our meteorologist, Jennifer Vucicki. And Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
For the last day of November, does not get much better than this. Again, just a really gorgeous start. So much sunshine, lots of blue skies, temperatures not bad at all. It really is a great weather day here for November the 30th.
It really is, actually, yeah. And we're looking at temperatures even above average. We should be in the mid-30s this afternoon to round out the month. But we are looking at highs into the upper 30s here with mostly sunny skies. So overall, it's a pretty decent day, a little bit cooler compared to yesterday. Tonight, though, partly cloudy. Overnight lows around about 17. Looks like 33 degrees to end off the work week here on Friday. A little bit of cloud cover coming in tomorrow with partial sunshine developing. Saturday, mostly cloudy, high around 35 degrees. Sunday, we do have a chance for some snow showers coming in. Not much accumulation from this at this point, but we'll keep an eye on that. Cloudy skies. Temperature-wise, pretty similar, high around about 35. Then on Monday, another similar day as far as the temperatures are concerned. A dry start to the work week, partly sunny skies with a high getting up around about 35.
Not too bad at all. Again, as we go into the month of December, you never know what could happen. So we're going to enjoy days like today, and it looks like for the next few days as well. Thanks again for the information, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.
Thanks so much. Enjoy.
That is our meteorologist, Jennifer Vucicki, joining us from weatherology.com. Right now, downtown Wausau at our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Plenty of sunshine, temperature of 28 degrees. The winds are out of the northwest at 10 miles per hour, so a wind chill factor of 19. The dew point is 27 degrees, relative humidity of 93%, the barometer at 29.62 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. The time is 9:08. Again, I'm Chad Holmes, hour number two of the program, actually now 9:09. We'll always like to be perfectly accurate. Also, would like to welcome back in our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Again, a great morning. How are you doing over on that side of the glass? Are you everything going fine?
A beautiful day. It's always nice when the temperature is above a 10.
That is exactly right. But again, thank you for joining us this morning.
Happy to be here.
Well, I got to talk again about this story that came out yesterday. And again, I think it's fantastic. It's fantastic in one way and not so fantastic in another. That this big story, an exclusive story broken by the Daily Cardinal, which is the student independent newspapers on the campus of UW-Madison. And they got the information. They got the emails that UW Systems President Jay Rothman privately suggested to chancellors around the UW system to shift away from liberal arts programs at low-income campuses. And the UW system is facing, again, very difficult finances right now, due in big part to people like Robin Voss and the Republicans down in Madison. And again, I don't mean to just be pointing fingers, but at the same time, what we have seen with a massive budget surplus and to have the University of Wisconsin system be cut by Robin Voss and his allies in the state legislature is horrible. It's horrible, and now it leads to things like this, and especially when you don't have what I would call an ally as the system president, like Jay Rothman. Emails were obtained by the Daily Cardinal. Rothman, who was a former law firm chairman and CEO with no higher education background before leading the UW system, told campus chancellors that UW schools should seek a long-term path to, quote, return to financial stability, end quote. And along those lines, he wrote, consider shifting away from liberal arts programs to programs that are more career-specific, particularly if the institution serves a large number of low-income students. Then he says, and again, every line just makes you cringe more, make the painful cuts and adjustments at one time and then move on. Basically, rip it out and then move on. Rothman's comments, according to the Daily Cardinal, come as state Republican lawmakers continue to escalate threats against the UW system by withholding pay raises and inflicting millions of dollars in budget cuts, the latter of which has already resulted in more than 300 layoffs and sweeping furloughs across multiple campuses. And again, Republicans, and I must say, Robin Voss and his allies, and I don't think that rank and file Republicans in the state of Wisconsin agree with this. I hope not. I bet you there are a lot of Republicans right now tuned in that disagree that tearing down the Wisconsin idea, tearing down basically what higher education in this state is the right way to go. I think this is politics from Voss, and it's something that is hurting the state of Wisconsin. But again, many leaders in the legislature led by Voss have questioned the value of liberal arts programs and want to see the UW system shift funds towards what they call workforce development programs, like nursing and STEM programs, among other demands. Again, I have talked about this, and I'm going to continue to talk about this. We are here on this earth for a limited amount of time. It should not be so we can work 16-hour days, 7 days a week like people did in the late 19th century. This country has been down that path, and I honestly think that people like Robin Voss don't mind that. That basically we should be getting a pipeline of workers for the wealthiest people in our society, and that's not the way it should be. Education should be about learning skills that can help you in your work life. Absolutely. But at the same time, it should be more than that. It's about growing as a person, growing in your knowledge, learning, learning, learning. Not just workforce development. That is not what higher education is about. And also, there are technical schools out there as well. If you really do want to focus on a specific area for your work life, it basically, and a great quote involved in this Daily Cardinal article, Neil Krause, a UW River Falls political science professor, said, "It represents a fundamental remaking of the very purposes of education, the Wisconsin idea, the pursuit of truth, everything that higher ed is really supposed to be about." Amen. That is so true. Rothman's statement, the email that was printed in the Daily Cardinal, came in response to a Chronicle of Higher Education report he forwarded to all UW system chancellors via email. The report, Rothman said, detailed the background of an institution, Henderson State University, that faced existential financial challenges and its strategy to address the situation. He said that while I am by no means suggesting that any of our universities face such a severe crisis, there were some observations and other takeaways in the report that resonated with me. In his takeaways, Rothman suggested slimming what he said were too many program offerings to address financial challenges. Rothman said, quote, "There may be cases where an institution offers a program that loses money because it's important to the mission, but incurring the loss should be an intentional decision." And then, the bombshell, Rothman suggested low-income campuses in particular should consider cutting liberal arts programs. So basically, the low-income students should be put on that pipeline, in that pipeline, to become the workers for the wealthy. Bottom line. And now the system is trying to protect Rothman. UW system spokesperson Mark Pitch said that Rothman has consistently stated he values liberal arts education and shared the report having acknowledged some of its lessons would not be applicable to the universities of Wisconsin. That's garbage right there. That is garbage. You don't share something and say, well, I'm sharing this, but it doesn't really, it's not apply, it does not apply to our situation. I mean, come on. Pitch said that he did not suggest that chancellors move away from liberal arts programs. Well, not really. That's not what he said. However, as evidenced, Pitch said, by the $32 million workforce development proposal, the universities are seeking to expand capacity in high-growth STEM, healthcare, and business discipline to meet workforce needs. And again, the idea that maybe there's some areas that you can help meet workforce needs is one thing, but then to put your whole focus on it is a completely different animal. And again, Rothman's emails tell a different story. Although Rothman said in emails some recommendations will have no applicability to our situation or imply actions that we may not be prepared to take, he added they were nonetheless instructive. Rothman added, I encourage you to take a look regardless of your institution's current financial situation. I believe there are some lessons in the report that were relevant and are of value to all of us. This is right now a step-by-step process where Robin Voss and other legislative leaders are trying to suffocate the University of Wisconsin system. Kill it. Unless there is pushback. And there has been an ABC progress, as in the months following Rothman's email, some UW campuses are targeting liberal arts programs for cuts or enrollment freezes. At UW Green Bay, majors in economics, environmental policy, and theater and dance, all programs within social sciences or the humanities are on the chopping block, according to the Green Bay Press Gazette. And again, I've said it. When I went to school here in Wausau, UW Marathon County, the theater aspects changed my life in a major way. Again, what Voss is trying to do is wrong. It is wrong. I have more on this after we take a brief timeout. We're going to come back, continue this discussion, because it is very, very important. The time is 9:18. I'm Chad Holmes, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. On Friday night, the Wausau West High School hockey team travels south to Waukesha to take on the Wings. Hear all the exciting action live on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:45 and the opening faceoff at 7 p.m. Wausau West Hockey on Bull Falls Radio is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Graphic Packaging International, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Menke Automotive, and Shine Chiropractic. It's Wausau West at Waukesha in high school hockey. Friday, starting with the pregame show at 6:45, opening faceoff at 7 p.m. on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:21, 28 degrees, and plenty of sunshine here in downtown Wausau. Before we get back to the discussion here again on the Rothman story and the UW system, I got to pass along something I just saw during the last timeout. A statement from the New York Yankees concerning the death of Henry Kissinger. And again, if you don't believe me that there aren't different different rules for the rich and powerful. Again, this shows it. An official statement from the New York Yankees concerning Henry Kissinger. The Yankees are profoundly saddened by the passing of former United States Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, who performed varied and vital diplomatic and advisory roles throughout his distinguished career. A lifelong friend of the Yankees organization, he was a frequent welcome guest of the Steinbrenner family at Yankee Stadium. We offer our heartfelt condolences to his family, friends, and all who had the privilege of knowing him. He will be deeply missed. Again, in this country, in this world right now, there are completely different rules for the rich and powerful and for the rest of us. I mean, the idea that the New York Yankees are putting out a statement like that on Henry Kissinger, it shows, hey, it doesn't matter what he did in terms of breaking the law many, many times and basically, again, being a war criminal. He was a buddy of our owner, George Steinbrenner. This makes you shake your head over and over and over again. Again, and what makes me shake my head again is this fight for the Wisconsin idea. And this is right now, I think, something people better be focused on, because our state will change for the worse if Robin Voss and his allies in the state legislature continue to try and suffocate and kill the UW system. Again, incredibly important reporting from the student newspaper, the Daily Cardinal in Madison, concerning emails they were able to get that was sent out by Jay Rothman, the president of the University of Wisconsin system, basically suggesting that chancellors shift away from liberal arts programs, especially at those that serve lower income students. And the thing about it is, the people that are truly right now being squeezed, the faculty and the students at university system campuses throughout the state, are not surprised by Rothman's statements. They know Jay Rothman. They are disappointed, however, by Rothman's attitude towards higher education. Again, this is the president of the UW system and should be somebody that is an ally pushing back against people like Robin Voss, not just laying there and taking it. One of the professors said, "It's disappointing to me that the leader of a university system committed to liberal education would have such a narrow vision of what education provides to people." Again, that's what I've been saying over and over again as well. There is such a narrow vision what Voss has been talking about, that what the University of Wisconsin system should do is just provide study that would allow people to grow the economy. He said that. Education is not all about growing the economy. It's about growing your mind, making your life better. Not only working, but actually having joy in one's life. We need a president of the UW system that's going to push back against what Voss and his allies are trying to do. And what Voss and other austerity measures enacted by Republicans, they are having the effect that they want. And at the same time, there are people within the system that say it's frustrating to watch the leadership basically say, well, we're committed to receiving less money from the public. It's just the way it is, instead of fighting back. And right now, there are tough decisions that have to be made because, again, when you have basically somebody like Robin Voss with his hands around the neck of the UW system, it's going to cause pain. But at the same time, we have to, again, fight for the ability for our young people to grow their minds, grow their spirit as well. And it's true that so many want us to go backwards, not just to the 1950s, not to the 1920s, but back to the 19th century, where you had people whose whole existence was about serving their wealthy overlords. It's wrong. Again, as I've said, we are not here for a long time in the big picture. Our lives are very short, and it shouldn't be all about serving the wealthy who cannot take it with them when they go. And if Jay Rothman is not willing to fight for the people of the state of Wisconsin against these unfair budget decisions made by Robin Voss and his allies, then he needs to resign and he needs to get replaced by somebody who is going to be a fighter for the UW system. Because right now, Jay Rothman is not fighting. He's become basically the Vichy leader. You know what the Vichy leader is? Back in World War II when France was taken over by the Nazis? Well, they had collaborators. Well, right now, Rothman is a collaborator with Robin Voss as the UW system is being taken over by Voss and his allies. It is a story that needs to be completely focused on by a lot of people in this state because, again, Voss is doing incredible damage to what has been a very important part of many people's lives, including myself, over the years. The time is 9:28. Coming up next, we are going to talk to a student athlete, again, one of our young people in our area that I'm very fortunate to be able to talk to each week. And Grant Kuklinski is a Mosinee High School senior. He is a member of their hockey team, and he was a guest of ours last night on the Big High School Sports Show, and I want to share part of that conversation coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Home show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Last night, Big High School Sports Show had another opportunity to talk to a terrific student athlete. Our guest was Grant Kuklinski. Jeff Gress and myself had a chance to talk to the Mosinee hockey standout, and here's part of that conversation. Last season was a thrill, I imagine, for you and your teammates able to make it to the state tournament. Play down at Bob Suter's Madison Ice Arena for that first tournament down there. Before we talk about this year, what was that experience like to be able to get through your bracket, make it to the state tournament, experience that energy down there with a packed house? I imagine that was hopefully not a once-in-a-lifetime thing for you, but it had to be a very special trip.
Yeah, for a lot of us players, our goal is to at the end of the year to get to that spot, so once we got there, we were pretty hyped, even though it didn't really go our way. But yeah, it was pretty special for a lot of us.
Well, and how much does that lead into the next season? I mean, I just got to imagine that for the guys that are returning, that's such a big moment that you want to recreate, whether it left a taste that you weren't satisfied when you're there or just the fun of getting back there. How much does that motivate your team? How much does it motivate your team for this year or even in the off season when you guys were working out?
Well, yeah, we lost it last year, so I think we're all pretty motivated this year to make that run back. We started out pretty hot, so we're looking to make an appearance again.
Let's talk about the start of the season. We're very early, obviously, just two games into the season, but you're off to a good start. You had three goals and four assists in the first two games of the season, including last night, an overtime thriller. You had a 5-4 victory last night over Thomas Sparta. You were down by two goals twice in the game, and you were part of the game-winning goal, a helper. You had a goal and two assists last night. Cooper Zastro got the game winner. What's a game like that early in the season do for your team? Because you do have a challenging, I think, top of the Great Northern Conference. And of course, your goals ultimately go deeper than that. But to have a challenge like that, to be down a couple of times and to be able to find a way and earn a win, I imagine early in the season, that's something that kind of brings a team together, doesn't it?
Yeah, I like facing all these non-conference teams right away because it gives us a lot of, like, perspective on how we're going to do throughout the season. So I like just facing those harder teams right away. So, yeah, that was pretty fun.
What about this version of the Mosinee High School hockey team? Obviously, there's always change. There's always kids that graduate. There's always kids that come on board. When you look at your team, you know, at this point, from what you've learned, maybe what are the strengths of this team? Who are some of the top leaders for this team? Maybe a little thumbnail scouting report on the strengths for this team to begin with.
Yeah, I say our strengths are definitely our forwards. Even we do have quite a bit of defense, a lot of young defensemen. But our forwards, we're still young. We have a couple older guys, but we have a lot of junior forwards, Ethan Altman, Dane DeCleve, a couple of them guys, Cooper Zastro. Yeah, I'd say our forwards are definitely our strong suit.
And as far as early on, too, what are some things that, you know, your coaches are working with you guys and things that you think, hey, we want to get better at this a little faster, especially in some of these tough matchups?
Yeah, we're working a lot on our zone entries this year because they haven't been quite like what we wanted them to be in the past couple of years. So I feel like our zone entries will help a lot later in the season.
Again, we're talking to Grant Kuklinski from the Mosinee High School hockey team here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Let's look at yourself. You obviously have some experience. You were a double-digit goal scorer a year ago. You obviously were a big cog in a state tournament team. During the course of your hockey career, when did you first start playing varsity? What year were you?
I was a freshman.
Okay, you started as a freshman. How have you changed as a hockey player since you were a freshman up to this point? What are the areas maybe that you're most improved in? And just generally, how you've changed as a hockey player?
I think that my speed has always been a big part of my game. I've improved my shot quite a bit. I've been working all summer on that, so that helps a lot of the off-season work. So, yeah.
When you talk about the shot, because I think that is maybe people just assume, okay, you're kind of a goal scorer. But there does take a lot of work because you can have, opportunities. But if you don't have that shot, if you don't have that little extra, maybe for young hockey players, what have you done to improve that shot to maybe take you from a somewhat dangerous goal scorer to a more dangerous goal scorer because of your shot? What do you do to make your shot better?
It's a lot in your wrist. You got to work out your wrist a lot is what I do. There's different releases that you have to learn. It's a lot of practice.
And whether it's different angles, a different point of hitting the puck, how do you learn all that? Does that just come through time or does it come through experience? Do you go to camps? Do you listen to coaches? I mean, there's YouTube videos. I guess from being a real non-hockey player, how do you pick up that different movement of the puck to make it more useful in your offensive scoring?
I've learned a lot from like my coaches and my relatives. My dad is actually my coach all throughout youth. So I learned a lot from him. And obviously you look at NHL now these days, YouTube videos, all that kind of stuff.
When did you start playing hockey? Because so often hockey players, boy, I mean, you start really, really small. How old were you the first time you put on the skates?
I think my parents got me on the ice for the first time when I was 3 years old. And my grandma was actually the first one to put me on the ice. So.
I was going
to
say, I thought maybe your grandma was your goaltender or something.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, obviously when you're three, I don't think you probably know what you like. What is it about hockey that made you keep coming back, that makes you work on your shot, makes you work on your game? Because hockey, I think a lot of people don't realize, I mean, there's a lot of travel involved. There's a lot of expense involved. I mean, it's not something that you can just sort of, I think, go halfway with. What's it about hockey that has kept you going and got you to the level that you are right now for Mosinee?
Well, you see, there's all these other sports that aren't like in the same exact weather that we're in. We're considered like a cold weather, so other guys don't really see like how much that affects us, but it doesn't really affect us at all. But I'd say that spark, as soon as you step into the ice, is what really makes it happen.
Let's turn away. We'll get back. There's actually some very exciting stuff going on in hockey in the next couple of weeks. I want to kind of delve in with you, but let's step away. But are you involved in any other sports?
Yeah, I'm in football and baseball too.
Well, let me ask you about both those sports because you just were part of a very successful football season. Yep. But yet it was a disappointing end.
Yeah.
How do you look at that? Because there was so much success. I mean, it really had a wonderful win over in Medford, big win to win the conference and just do an outstanding job throughout the season. And then to be that close to a big playoff win and have it slip away. I imagine that it was probably tough to sleep after that. So it's sort of a mixture, you know, the thrill of victory so often and then the agony of defeat. How did you take the whole football season as a whole?
Well, I think we did very well throughout the whole season. We started out not that good. We lost to Stratford there, but...
A lot of people did that.
Yeah, I agree. As the season went on, though, we worked a lot in practice, and then that final game, everything that went wrong kind of... Everything that could have went wrong, went wrong.
What position do you play in football?
I'm the kicker. So.
And what position do you play in baseball?
I'm second base.
Okay.
Do you have a... And your coaches can't get mad at you for anything you answer on this. Do you have a what's the order of your sports? Because everybody kind of has one they like more than the other.
I'd say hockey's on top, and then baseball after that, and then football.
Do you find it, because when I'm talking to the young kids I coach, I'm always pumping them that playing multiple sports is a good thing, and there's so many reasons and benefits to doing that. Do you find that one helps you from the other to be part of that versus just saying, I'm just strictly going to be a hockey guy?
Yeah, actually, a lot. It just keeps me in shape is what the most like part of it.
Do you ever find it as a demanding schedule? Because I sometimes think people that don't get to see how high school athletes work a little bit or don't live with one in their house because it's their son or daughter, maybe don't understand that, you know, you're putting in a lot of time and effort to balance everything. Is it ever really demanding, you think, or is it just because you enjoy it so much it's kind of comes off as
well? I enjoy it, but it gets stressful at sometimes, but otherwise I enjoy most of it.
And obviously you are very busy, but when you do have a chance to maybe get away from it, get away from sports or get away from school or whatever it may be, what do you like to do? Anything that kind of helps you settle when things do get real hectic?
Hunting and fishing, that's a good hobby. It keeps me like away from everything, kind of.
Were you a deer hunter just recently?
Yeah, deer hunting and duck hunting.
Did you
get anything you want to brag about?
We saw two the first morning, but we didn't see anything after that.
Do you have, once you're done at Moe's and E, do you have plans? You know, some people want to go to the next level. Some might want to just play. Some people just want to totally focus on their education. Some people go into the job field. What's your plans after?
My plan's to go to lacrosse. I'll study sports medicine and play club hockey there at lacrosse.
Very cool. What's your favorite class?
I'm going to say science. That's pretty interesting.
Well, I was going to ask, did you, in that last sentence, did you say what you plan to study? What was it?
Yeah, sports medicine.
Got it. Sorry, I didn't hear.
Let's go back to the hockey, because obviously we're getting right into it. And the thing about hockey season I've noticed is we kind of get right into it. Some big things before Christmas. And next week is the Marathon Cup. And this year it's a little different because the first round is going to be played over at Marathon Park. And the championship round and the consolation round be played in your home rink at Moe's and E. Is there excitement knowing that the championship round is going to be played at Moe's and E this year?
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. The past couple of years has been at Everest, so it's pretty exciting to get a fresh start at Moe's and E and see how that'll go.
How big is the Marathon Cup tournament to Moe's and E hockey players?
It means a lot to us because Wes has won it how many past years, so we really want to get that win in this year.
And what about this tournament? Obviously, you guys start with East Merrill United, and then, of course, West and Everest playing in the second round. How do you look at this? I mean, is it something that you're already looking forward to? Obviously, you have conference games coming up against Lakeland tomorrow, then Antigo coming up next week. Is it something that you kind of keep at arm's length? Because I know that it's one of those kind of like signposts of a season. It kind of sets you want to win your conference, you probably want to win a sectional, you want to win a state championship, but that for the teams involved in this tournament, you want to win a Marathon Cup. Is it something that you're already looking forward to?
Yeah, that's kind of my favorite part of the season is this Marathon Cup. It brings a lot of excitement to the team, and mm-hmm. ever since my first year that we lost it, it's always been there.
And there's been some pretty tough games because I broadcast West hockey, so I'm always there every year, and I know that there's been some nip and tuck affairs with Moe's and E. Does it feel like you guys are kind of knocking on the door right now to get that cup?
Yeah, we're definitely knocking on the door. I think we have a good shot this year too.
And jumping into your conference, Lakeland's your next game coming up. And so jumping into your conference a little bit, who are some teams that, maybe they're the teams you always look forward to playing because there's a little rivalry there? And then maybe some of set up your conference a little bit. Obviously, you guys want to be favorites and you want to win that. But what else is there in that conference that'll be a little challenging in some of those games?
I would say Tomahawk will be a challenge this year. They have a lot of young guys couple older guys, it'll be a challenge. And actually, our first two games against them are back-to-back weeks, so that'll be fun.
And tomorrow night's Lakeland, and it's been a pretty good rivalry with Lakeland. Some big games, though, because there's an oddity with the Great Northern in a sense that you have a conference tournament, and now since WIAA has gone to the two-division format, most of the Great Northern Conference teams are in the same sectional. So it's almost as though you have back-to-back tournaments within your conference. There's been some pretty big games with Lakeland over the last few years, hasn't there?
Yeah, Lakeland, they lost a lot of good players last year, especially their star goalie. And I think this year they'll be a tough matchup. I feel like they always end up having a good goalie every single year.
Who is your favorite opponent? Who is the team that maybe when you look at your schedule, when you get ready for the hockey season, that you do circle and say, oh, these are the games I'm really looking forward to?
I look forward to Rhinelander a lot because I have a couple of good buddies on that team. And I'm going to say Tomahawk because they're always – they didn't used to be so hot, but this year they'll be a tough matchup.
We always wrap things up by asking our student-athletes that have gone through the process for a few years, and like yourself, and especially multi-sport athletes, as you get closer to the end of your high school career, when you if you're around maybe a freshman that comes into your hockey program or sophomore that's just joining up, a piece of advice, maybe something you've learned over the years, what piece of advice could you pass along to a younger teammate to help make their journey through the program a little bit better?
I would say take it all in. It comes quick. The end comes fast. When I was a freshman, they all kind of said that to me, and I didn't really think much of it until now. Freshman year kind of seems like it was yesterday. So,
and I guess finally, how much does it mean to get back to state after you did it once already? Because I imagine as a senior that when you put your head on the pillow, I imagine there's some thoughts about trying to get back to the state tournament and trying to lift that trophy, isn't there?
Yeah, not just to our team getting back there, to our whole program. It kind of means a lot because the younger kids all look up to us, and hopefully that they can do that one day as well.
Again, Grant Kukulinski, our guest last night on the Big High School Sports Show, Mosinee High School Hockey Senior. The time is 9:49. More to come here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9. Thursday night, the Central Wisconsin Storm girls hockey team looks for a third straight win to start off the season, traveling to Medford to take on the Raiders. Hear all the exciting action on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 at 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, with the opening faceoff set for 5 p.m. Central Wisconsin Storm hockey on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 at 1230 is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, Graphic Packaging International, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Menke Automotive, and Shine Chiropractic. It's Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey at Medford, Thursday, starting at 5 p.m. on your home for high school sports. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Home Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:52, 28 degrees, and plenty of sunshine here in Wausau, expecting highs in the mid to upper 30s before all is said and done today. It is the final day of November, November the 30th of 2023, And time for a look at some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1954 in Sylacauga, Alabama, an 8.5-pound sulfide meteorite crashed through a roof and hit Elizabeth Hodges in her living room after bouncing off her radio, giving her a bad bruise. On this date in 1982, Thriller, Michael Jackson's sixth studio album, was released. It became the biggest selling album of all time by a massive, massive margin. More than 50 million copies have been sold, more than 20 million, more than the number two all-time album, AC/DC's Back in Black. And seven songs from Thriller would land in the Billboard Top 10. So happy birthday to Thriller, November the 30th of 1982. On this date in 2004, longtime Jeopardy champion Ken Jennings finally lost a game. Yep, Ken Jennings won $2,520,700 during his run in 2004, television's all-time biggest game show haul. On this date 10 years ago today, November 30, 2013, actor Paul Walker died in a single vehicle collision alongside friend Roger Rodas. Three films that he was involved in at the time were released posthumously: Hours, Brick Mansions, and Furious 7. On this date in 2020, Los Angeles County began a three-week stay-at-home order for 10 million people to combat a COVID-19 surge. And 1 year ago today, on this date in 2022, singer-songwriter keyboardist Christine McVie, best known as a member of Fleetwood Mac, died after a short illness at the age of 79. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Comedian, actor, director, writer, Woody Allen. Woody Allen turns 88 years old today. Director Ridley Scott is 86 years old today. Writer-director Terrence Malick turning 80. Actor Mandy Patinkin, great actor, singer. I really loved him when he was on Chicago Hope. He was on for the first year plus and just had an amazing character. It was such an incredible performance, and then he basically burned out and left the show very quickly. Mandy Patinkin is 71 years old today. Singer Billy Idol turning 68. Comedian, actor, director Ben Stiller turning 58 years old today. Singer Clay Aiken. Clay Aiken is 45 years old today. Actor Elisha Cuthbert, probably best known as one of the original cast members on 24, but has done plenty of other movies and TV. Elisha Cuthbert is 41 years old today. Kaley Coco played Penny on The Big Bang Theory. Also known for these Priceline commercials, I think, lately. Kaley Coco is 38 years old today. Model Chrissy Teigen turns 38. And actor Rebecca Rittenhouse from The Mindy Project is 35 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Computer Security Day. It is Mason Jar Day. It is Methamphetamine Awareness Day. It is Moose Day. It is also Personal Space Day. It's Stay at Home Because You're Well Day. That's a good one. And it is Perpetual Youth Day. So, all interesting. And finally, it is our number for the day.
Here we go.
It is 3,447.
That's very specific.
I will give you a hint.
Okay.
It involves automobiles.
Automobiles.
3,447.
Would that be the number of cars that have been sold in the last 5 years?
That's pretty close in a sense. It is the number of Ferraris sold in the U.S. in 2022.
Ferraris.
So 3,447 Ferraris were sold in this country in 2022. So
I know I would never have the money to buy a Ferrari.
Neither
Those
would
cars
I.
Cars are really fancy.
Yeah, but they do have some power. So, well,
they do.
That's gonna do it. Thanks to our guest, Pat Kreitloaf, host of Up North News, and Mosin East Senior Grant Kuklinski for joining us. Tomorrow, we'll be joined by Mike Clemens, our Bow Falls Radio sports reporter, talking about the Packers and more. That will be at 8:34 tomorrow. And then in hour number two at 9:20, we'll be joined by Paul Miklik. So that's coming up tomorrow. Stick around. Coming up next, As Goes Wisconsin. Ian, have a good day.
You too, Jed. Happy Thursday, everyone.
Absolutely. And thanks for joining us on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.